You just said to me off tape, Eddie, that was all right, wasn't it? It was a bit more than that.
No, it was a joy to watch, really, from the first minute to the last. I thought, coming here, I thought it was going to be a really difficult game, especially when we turned up and saw the pitch. And I think that had been designed to try and stop us. And full credit to the players, because it didn't let it affect our performance in any way. We still passed the ball and did what we do best. And I think it's up there for me as one of the best performances of the season. And doesn't matter who you play against, you've got to be professional. And we were thoroughly professional and very talented as well.
It certainly had all the possible trip hazards set up for you, didn't it, with the conditions, the way that Blackpool have slightly improved, even though they're bottom of the table.
Yeah, as I say, I was expecting a really tough game. And I think the first goal was all important. And once we got that, I don't think we really looked back. But I thought we got better even as the game went on. I mean, we finished the game so well. It was so enjoyable to watch our rotations and our movement and our passing. It could have been more. It could have been, with no disrespect to Blackpool, but it could have been similar to Birmingham. And you rarely see games like that in one season yet alone, or two games in like that in a season yet alone. I don't know what I'm saying here.
Is everyone so overexcited by it? It does say something, though, when you score six and you think you actually... People are maybe thinking, oh, it was only six? This is ridiculous.
Well, this is the key thing for me, is that we can't get complacent. Days like this are very special and they're very rare in football. And what can happen is you can expect to see that every week, and it's not real. So my message to everybody, and this includes the players, is to keep wanting more, keep our honesty. Because if we can keep that with the talent that we have... Real force to be reckoned with, and we just hope that, you know, I'm sure the crowd who travelled a long way today enjoyed what they saw.
I remember you speaking many weeks ago about the goals will come for players like Matt Ritchie and Harry Arter. They're coming in all over the place now for those two particularly.
Well, it's confidence, I think, and I think once you get on that run, you believe you're going to score in every game. And I think those players that you've mentioned and others, Mark, good to see Mark Pugh score again, and you just think you're going to score every time you take the field. So the lads look so confident, they look in top physical shape as well, because this was a really draining pitch, and I thought we really put them to the sword towards the end of the game.
Because you are a perfectionist, there'll be the disappointment that you did let one in and the clean sheet slipped you by.
Well, we talked about it because we've conceded goals of late, which has been very unlike us this season, and we wanted to be tight today, and I thought we were. I thought our back four were very good, our line was very good, I thought our goalkeeper was very good, and just one of those things, we switched off for a second and conceded, and that's the only blot on the day. But you can't... get down on any negative at the moment. We're in such good form.
Last year, your old club Burnley beat Blackpool to get themselves top at Christmas, went on to get promoted. That would be quite a nice chart for you to follow, wouldn't it?
Where did you drag that stat from? that is hours of research, I think. I think from our perspective, we're just enjoying where we are. I mean, on the back of Liverpool, where we didn't want any negative hangover, to come here and put in the performance that we did, spoke volumes, I think, for the lads and also for the squad, because those guys that came in against Liverpool performed very well, and I think they're all snapping at the heels of the guys that have got the shirt. So we're in a good place, but there's some tough challenges to come, and a long way to go.
You brought up 50 goals in the league today as well. 50 goals by Christmas is a remarkable stat.
Yeah, it is. We wouldn't have expected that at the start of the season, that's for sure. But as I say, the lads have developed their confidence and their belief, and we've got people in form who were scoring goals, and long may that continue.
You got applauded off by the Blackpool fans. That's a nice mark as well, isn't it?
Really nice. I said that to the players after. That's very rare. I haven't seen many crowds, especially northern ones, clap the opposing team off. So I think we'll take that as a huge compliment. And not just for our talent and our skill, but I think our endeavour really shone out today. And I think hopefully that's why that was recognised by the Blackpool fans.
You've got a long coach journey home. Will there be a bottle or two cracked open to coincide with a bit of Christmas as well? Not by
you
necessarily.
Are you sure? You don't know me very well, do you, Chris? There'll be no bottles cracked open, certainly not on the coach. Approved by me. For me, it's all about hard work at this time of year and making sure we're ready for the next challenge.
How do preparations go now for Fulham?
No, normal. Normal work. As I say, Christmas for us is about work and making sure we prepare well for the games. So hopefully the lads will enjoy their Christmas, but it's about the results for us.